Hare Krishna. I am very grateful for this opportunity to be with all of you this most auspicious day of Govardhan Puja, the most holiest of all holy places, Sri Vrindavan Dham, in this most intimate setting of Bhaktivedanta Swami Goshala. As I was approaching this platform a few moments ago, I asked Sanak Sanatan Prabhu what verse I'm supposed to speak on. And he said, "We don't have a book and there's no verse, just talk about cows." So I was not expecting that, but with your blessings I will try. When Krishna descends in this world, he attracts our hearts away from all the illusions of material desires, lust, envy, anger, greed, arrogance, illusion. These anartas pollute our hearts and impel us to act in ways that are utterly contrary to the real needs and desires of the eternal soul. But Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, descends into this world to teach us what is real happiness? What is the real purpose of life? How to love him, which is the Sanatana Dharma, the constitutional nature of every soul. To love Krishna and to feel Krishna's limitless love. And to see everything and everyone in relation to that love. Krishna speaks Bhagavad Gita and so many instructions, and he performs his beautiful lila or pastimes with his devotees. And through those loving relationships with devotees, as well as the pastimes of killing asuras, he's not only attracting our hearts, but teaching us the highest lessons. Samsidhir Hari Toshanam Atha Pumbir Vichastrishtas Varada Shrama Vikash Swanushtatasya Dharmasya Samsidhir Hari Toshanam. That the true success and fulfillment of all of our duties in Varna and Ashram is to please Krishna. Krishna teaches us, he shows us through his devotees how to please him. From the very beginning, Krishna's name-giving ceremony, when he was just an infant child, was in a goshala in Gokul Mahavan. By Krishna's arrangement, he was given his names at the place where the cows and the calves and the bulls were kept. And when he was just a little child, Srimad Bhagavatam tells us he was just crawling. Krishna and Balaram, their mothers, Rohini Devi and Yashoda Mai, would decorate them very nicely. But Krishna and Balaram, their preference was to crawl through the cow dung that was mixed with the cow urine in the dust of Vrindavan. And they would love to crawl. And that cow dung and cow urine mixture covered their bodies, and they were very happy. That was the ornament of all ornaments. And Yashoda Mai and Rohini Devi and the other gopis, seeing this, they were most happy. They didn't have this vision, oh, my child has cow dung, baby. They were so happy. They would pick them up and embrace them. And Krishna was put later, his dharma, his service, was to take care of calves. From the sunrise every day until the sun would set, he and his friends, the gopas with Balaramji, would be protecting the calves. Jiva Goswami explains one incident where this one really little calf, it was her first day away from her mother in the pastures. And she was feeling very disoriented and lonely. And there were countless calves. Srimad Bhagavatam describes there's hardly even a number that could calculate the amount of calves that Krishna and Balaram were taking care of every day. And yet each one, Krishna was so intimately concerned about their happiness. So this one little calf was just all alone somewhere, crying, missing its mother. Gopal came to that calf and put his arm around the calf and rubbed the calf and whispered in the calf's ear, I will take you to your mother soon, but I'm with you. I'm here for you. And the fat calf, feeling Krishna's personal love and personal attention, was completely happy. So that was Krishna's way of cow protection. And Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to establish cow protection. All over the world, he wanted this to be one of his most important purposes of our International Society for Krishna Consciousness. In 1969, he went to a muddy, isolated little hilltop in West Virginia, and he called it New Vrindavan, and explained agriculture and cow protection. And he also said, make it into a place of pilgrimage that replicates Vrindavan. And as we know, in those days, our society didn't have much money at all. So to please Srila Prabhupada, somehow or other, we have to get a cow. So they bought a cow. And with the money they had, they bought a tiny little cow that was a cross between several breeds and was blind in one eye. She was black in color. And Prabhupada was so happy, he named her personally Kaliya. And when they took her milk, Prabhupada was so happy. This is Krishna's cow. It's the first cow of his society. Prabhupada would drink her milk, and he would, at one time, he said, "This is the best milk I have tasted in 40 years." He wanted to encourage the devotees. And he explained on many occasions that the barometer of the spiritual level of a particular society is how happy the cows are. Where cows are unhappy, that is a sign of a great spiritual deficiency. And where cows are happy, that is a sign of Krishna consciousness. So protecting cows was not just not killing them. It was actually making them happy. Eight years later, Srila Prabhupada was, for the first time since 1969, in 76, he was walking up that mountain. And there were some cows in the pasture. And one of them came running up and was walking close to Prabhupada. And a devotee said, "Prabhupada, do you know who this is?" And Prabhupada said, "Yes, this is my old friend Kalia." He established 100 temples. He translated so many books. He traveled the world around over 12 times. But he still remembered Kalia, this tiny little one-eyed cow. And in doing so, he taught us. When the cows are pleased, Krishna's pleased. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Nama. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the world after so many long prayers and tears of Advaitacharya, when he finally saw the Lord and was offering puja to him, he chanted this verse. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmane Hitaya Cha. Vrindavan is Goloka. It is Gokula. It is the place where Krishna, it was his seva, taking care of calves. On Gopastami, he was given charge of cows. Today being Govardhan Puja, Krishna taught so many beautiful lessons in this one incredible pastime. Nanda Maharaj and the elder Gopas were preparing for their annual Indra Puja. Every year for generations, they would have this puja. An elaborate ceremony was being organized. Krishna asked, "What is this? Please tell me. Should be no secrets to family members." And Nanda Maharaj explained, "We are an agricultural community. We are our livelihood and everything in our lives are dependent on the cows and the land. And we require rain. Indra provides rain. So So to make Indra happy and to show our gratitude, we have this puja to him. And little Krishna spoke so much philosophy and so many teachings, but essentially he said, actually we are not depending on this Indra because he's giving water even to the ocean which doesn't need water. We are dependent on the cows, the Brahmins, and Govardhan Hill. So let us offer all this puja for Indra to the cows, the Brahmins, and Govardhan Hill. So to please Krishna, Nanda Maharaj did like that. And it was a wonderful, wonderful event. Krishna told him exactly how to do it. They made mountains and mountains of bhoga. And when they offered the bhoga to Govardhan Hill, Krishna personally manifested himself as Govardhan Hill. An incredible personality appeared before them at Govardhan Hill. And he ate everything. Mountains and mountains. Rice and rotis and sabjis and sweets and cakes. And then everything came back as Mahaprasad. And little Krishna himself, who was teaching the Brijavasis, he offered obeisances to himself as Govardhan Hill, and everyone did also. And he had all the Brijavasis worship Govardhan Hill by performing the parikrama, the first Govardhan parikrama in this universe. And he had the cows and the calves in the front as they blissfully sang the glories. Everyone was singing the glories of Krishna and Balaram as they circumambulated Govardhan Hill. And especially the cows and the Brahmins were honored and worshipped by Krishna and all the Brijavasis. It was the happiest of all happy festivals for everyone except Indra. Because Indra's a devotee. And Krishna knows just how to purify each devotee. And this story is a good illustration of how when Krishna wants to purify us, it's not the way we prefer to be purified. If we were given an opportunity to select the ways we should be purified, we would never really know the meaning of surrender. So Indra has such wealth and such strength and such beauty, such fame, such knowledge, all the things that Queen Kunti Devi warned us about, he had to proportions that are unimaginable to anyone living here on this earthly planet. And it was all given to him for the purpose of his service to Krishna, by serving as a deva within this universal creation. But somehow or other, and it is a tendency for most of us, we can become proud. When Krishna empowers us and gives us facilities, we can become proud. We could start thinking, this is mine. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, I'm the strength of the strong, I'm the intelligence of the intelligence, I'm the ability of all men. Nothing is ours. And the material world, janasya moho yamaham mameti. Everyone is under the spell of I am this body, I am those designations of this body, and whatever is in relation is mine. my intelligence, my fame, my ability, my property. This is the basis of Maya, this ahankar, this false ego. And when we come to Krishna consciousness, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhritam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvamam Shanti Mrichchati. We understand that everything is Krishna's property. My body, my mind, my words, everything is Krishna's. And everything's meant for Krishna's satisfaction. And Krishna's our most intimate, loving, best friend. That is Krishna consciousness. So simple. But still, when devotees are given some special ability, sometimes we think, this is mine. And that's what happened to Indra. Krishna especially wanted to disturb the king of heaven. And it's quite an insult. What he's habituated and accustomed to receiving every year, generation after generation, they're all being given to cows and a hill. So Indra brought the clouds of devastation and had them pour down a deluge of rain. It describes it wasn't falling in drops, this rain. It was like pillars of water pouring down from the sky. It became thunder and lightning and winds. And as the rain started pouring, the Brijavasis realized Indra's very angry. They were helpless. And what they did is they came before Krishna with the cows in front. Because the Brijavasis know how much Krishna loves his cows and calves. They said, because we follow what you said, now Indra's very upset and it's so cold. And look at these, the cows are trembling. And the rain is falling. And the mother cows are trying to protect their little tiny calves by putting the skin that's hanging from under their neck and putting it over their calves to try to protect them. And look at the calves. Don't you see the tears in their eyes? And can't you see the cows are crying? And the bulls, the rain is falling on the hump in their back, and it's... And they're looking up into those clouds. And mooing. It was authentic. So please help us, Krishna. Your cows and your bulls and your calves are suffering, and so are we. So Krishna smiled. Follow me. And he went to Govardhan. And effortlessly, as a little child lifts up a mushroom, he lifted the Govardhan hill and held it with a little finger of his left hand. And then he told all the Brijavasis, everyone come here, make your village under Govardhan hill. And bring all your calves and your cows and whatever is dear to you, and let us be together. They all stood under Govardhan hill. And meanwhile, Indra was, with all of his strength, trying to somehow or other cause maximum damage. Krishna was smiling. It's a beautiful long story. And so many of our acharyas have given us so many beautiful details. But for 7 days and seven nights, Krishna manifested his form of Giridhari, the lifter of Govardhan Hill. And it was so special, because all the different devotees, according to their relationships with Krishna, for the only time they could personally, on a transcendental physical level, be with Krishna 24 hours a day. The servants in Dasyabal, the friends, the cowherd boys in Sakyarati, all of the older gopis headed by Yashoda and Nanda in Vatsalyarat, and the gopis headed by Sri Radharani in their Madhurya Ras. They all, 24 hours a day, were continuously exchanging their love with Krishna simultaneously. The servants were getting things for Krishna and fanning Krishna as he was lifting Govardhan Hill. And the cowherd boys in their Sakyaras, they were joking with Krishna and glancing with Krishna and laughing with Krishna. And Yashoda Maya and Nanda Maharaj and the elderly gopis, they were worrying about Krishna. His finger must be hurting so much. Govardhan Hill is so hard and Krishna's finger is so soft. And he must be so hungry. In this way, in their parental love, they were just worrying about Krishna, trying to do every little thing for Krishna. The Braja Gopis, they were fully exchanging loving relationships simply by their glances. In this way, Krishna satisfied the innermost heart's desires of all the Brijabasis simultaneously. As Rasa Vihari, he could fulfill each devotee's desire. As he's standing in one place, holding the Govardhan Hill. And all of the cows and the calves and the bulls, they were all simply gazing upon Krishna with such love in their eyes. And each cow and each calf personally felt Krishna's love through his glance upon them. While this beautiful festival of prem was going on under Govardhan Hill, Indra was becoming more and more frustrated because he was, all the other demigods and everybody was watching. He was really being defeated. And when Krishna wants to humble you, so thorough, for 7 days and seven nights, Indra was sending the most ferocious winds, rains, lightning, thunder. He could not separate a single leaf from the limitless trees on Govardhan Hill. He did not have the power to uproot a single blade of grass from Govardhan Hill. In fact, even the deers and everyone who happened to be on top of Govardhan Hill, they were very happy. He couldn't even cause them the slightest bit of distress. Because Giriraj, Haridas Bharya, because in his enormous form, simply by feeling the tip of the finger of Krishna touching him, that surcharged him with such ananda, ecstasy, that whatever Indra was doing was insignificant. Param drisva devartate, Krishna explains. When you experience a higher taste, then the diversions of this world really don't have much importance at all. Simply by being touched by Krishna's little fingertip, surcharged him with such happiness. Knowing that Hare Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare. Hare Krishna. So this beautiful festival of loving rasas, exchanges of devotion. The Brijavasis never wanted the rains to end. They could just look upon Krishna 24 hours, all day, to their heart's content, and see Krishna glancing upon them. When Sri Radha cast a loving glance upon Krishna, his limbs began to tremble, and Govardhan Hill began to tremble also. And it was at that time that the gopas, thinking Krishna must be getting tired, they took their cowherd sticks and put it under the hill, thinking that they were actually holding up Govardhan Hill. Ultimately, the clouds of devastation were so exhausted, they gave up. But Indra didn't. With his Airavata elephant, he was throwing his best of thunderbolts in all storms he could possibly arrange. But he couldn't create the slightest disturbance. And the next part of the story is very beautiful and instructive. Indra realized that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I tried to destroy him and his whole family and his whole village. Now what? He went to Brihaspati, he went to Brahma. They said, if you approach Krishna directly, it will not be successful. You have done such a foolish thing. But if you go to that person who is most dear to Krishna, and that person begs for your forgiveness, then Krishna will accept. And who is that person? Surabhi, the mother of the cows. So here is Indra, the king of heaven. So many Vedic hymns and yajnas are being performed for him. and he's humbly approaching the cow. Because he understands he's completely dependent on the mercy of this cow in order to approach Krishna. Vrindavan is a wonderful place. But I remember when I first came in 1971, there was hardly any electricity and there were no sound systems. But Vrindavan is ever increasing and being wonderful. Indra recognized the truth that the real wealth and the real power is not in his strength or his empire. It's in the simplicity of the love that the cow has for Krishna. And the simplicity of the love that Krishna has for his cows. And Surabhi, being mother, the cow is the mother for everyone. She approached Krishna. That Indra is really sorrowful. Please forgive him. And because of the loving approach of Mother Cow, Krishna forgave Indra. Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. How dear is the cow to Krishna, and how Krishna is so dear to his cows. In Vaikuntha, Lord Narayan is worshipped and served in the most magnificent palaces with the most priceless divine ornaments. But Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, at Belvan, she's performing tapasya because she understands that the love of the Brijabasis, the gopas and the gopis, is infinitely sweeter, deeper than the love of Vaikuntha. And that Supreme Lord Narayan in his most complete original form of Krishna, he's with the cows and the calves. He's milking them. He's herding them. He's playing with them. All the Brijavasis are gopas or gopis. They're either cowherd boys or cowherd men or cowherd girls or cowherd ladies. It's the center of their lives. Balaram has his plow. Srila Prabhupada explains. That he represents agriculture. And Krishna with his flute represents giving pleasure to the cows. So simple. And for our own spiritual lives, It's so important to come here to Vrindavan and to the Goshala and to our Goshalas wherever they may be through the world, just to reorient ourselves to what real Krishna consciousness is. It's so simple. Braj Bhakti is just the simple exchange of love. Surrender in this spirit. Devotees heroically distributing hundreds of millions of books for Srila Prabhupada, building temples, giving prasad, preaching, organizing. There are so many ways that Srila Prabhupada gave us to express our surrender to Krishna and to help his mission. And an inseparable element of that is for us to feel the simplicity of being with Krishna's cows. On this day of Govardhan Puja, it is a fortune that is impossible for our human minds to calculate, to be in Vrindavan, in the very place where Srila Prabhupada's cows are kept on behalf of Krishna. One of the most beautiful glorifications of Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam is how he would come back from the pastures each evening, and he and Balaramji and all the gopas, they'd be playing their flutes, they would be dancing, and their hair and all their bodies were covered with the dust that was raised by the hooves of the cows and calves. Krishna decorates his entire body from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet with the dust from the hooves of the cows. Thank you very much.